How things change with technology ownership from generation to generation. I didn't have my own personal computer until I moved out of home, yet my youngest daughter got her first iPad at the age of 7. Now, with technology ownership comes the responsibility of disposable when devices fail, are broken, or simply are at the end of their usable life cycle. Now, on the line to talk about responsible technology recycling is Carmel Dullison, the CEO of Tech Collect. Welcome to Tech Daily.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
No problem at all. Now, with so many new devices hitting the market, what then is the state of e-waste at the moment?
It's increasingly growing. It's noted as the fastest growing waste stream in Australia. So it is an issue we really must address and get that message out there that these products contain valuable resources that we've mined or manufactured, and we really need to recover them or make sure they go through a reuse cycle so that they don't end up in landfill. So we can recover at least 90% of the contents of these devices and put them back into the manufacture of new products.
So how much of that sort of e-waste that's out there is Tech Collect collecting at the moment?
Over the last 3 years, we've collected and fully recycled over 162,000 tonne. That's one hell of a lot of e-waste, that's for sure.
Is it an expensive process to recycle all of that material, or is it, is there a little bit of money in it as well?
I suspect there's money for recyclers, but for us to recycle it, it is very much, a pay-for-service. So we are fully funded by manufacturers, so the large technology companies. They fund our operation and we fully pay for the recycling of these goods. So sadly, no, it's not a profitable business. And as it happens, we're a not-for-profit operation. So we're here to provide a free community service that collects and recycles these end-of-life products and ensures they're fully recycled, the materials are recovered, and that means they don't hit the landfill. And probably more importantly, by recovering those resources, it means we don't have to mine our finite resources, so they stay in the ground for the future generations, so that those kids at school, now will have resources available to them and their children in the future. So it's a great outcome for the environment.
Absolutely. Now, just why exactly can't some of these products just get dumped in landfill?
Well, first, obviously, is the value of the resource. But secondly, a large volume of these products left in, a poorly managed landfill could mean that they're subject to water flow, and then you would get some of the more dangerous elements in them washing through and ending up in our water stream, which then ends up in our plant life, which ends up in our food stream and in the air. So we really don't want that to happen. We need to ensure they don't end up in landfill.
Do you think that the average person understands their options when it comes to throwing out electronic waste and what could actually happen, like you're saying, with poorly managed landfills and this kind of waste in the ground?
Despite our best efforts, I think the answer is no. We really need to get much more awareness out there that, one, it's easy to recycle and it's absolutely the right thing to do. And whenever we speak to anyone, as soon as you explain, hey, we can recover 90% and we protect the earth and we protect our rare resources, that it's a no-brainer. And everyone says, wow, why didn't I know about that? And where can I go? So the greater the awareness, the better. So we're very appreciative of opportunities like this so that we can broaden our reach to educate people on how easy it is to drop their products off and get them recycled for free.
How do you go on a local level? Do you find that councils are on board with e-recycling?
Yeah, look, councils, I think, are pretty amazing operators these days. They've kind of morphed themselves into very commercially run businesses. And they too, have pressure from their communities to ensure that the right thing is done with the waste for the environment and, to manage their rates. So councils are generally very well on board. We rely on councils for the majority of our collection network. And, we've got some great relationships with some pretty wonderful councils around Australia.
Okay, so it sounds like for e-waste, education is kind of key. Let's get the ball rolling on that. What sort of things exactly should people be recycling and not just dumping at the tip?
Pretty much anything. So we're talking e-waste in terms of technology, printers, laptops, iPads, televisions, so anything like that does have value in it. So, and all of the cords that come with them, they're the sorts of things that we're very keen to see recycled. We operate under a federal government scheme, the National Television and Computer Recycling Scheme, and that scheme aims to ensure none of those products get to landfill, which is a, you know, a seriously ambitious target. We've got an increasing volume level that we must reach each year and recycle those products, keeping them out of landfill. And we're making great inroads on that trajectory, and the scheme has exceeded its target in every year to date. Any piece of technology that people have should be dropped off for recycling. So your question was, what should we keep out of landfill? Everything we possibly can should be kept out of landfill is is the honest answer there. And you know, landfill is a costly space, and you know, once it's there, it's destroyed, and the value of the resources are lost. So we want to make sure that we recover all of the resources we possibly can. So pretty much anything anybody has, doesn't matter how old it is, what brand it is, you know, just let's get it there.
Absolutely. I guess another key question here is also, what's the reach like, or what is the availability of e-recycling sites like across Australia? I mean, my radio program reaches some pretty remote places. Having a look at the Tech Collect website, you guys seem to have a pretty good reach and have partnered up with many people. But just how great is your reach to be able to, you know, have people drop off their recyclables?
Yeah. Look, the scheme has great reach. We, through the scheme, provide a service at least every 2 years to every community that has a population of 2,000 people or more. So that's some pretty small places. Now, it may be in, you know, some of the regional areas, the services may be a distance of 100 or 150 kilometres from their towns, but there are four arrangements that operate under the National Television Computer Recycling Scheme. So across those four, there should be reasonable coverage across Australia. And one of the best websites for people to go to, other than techcollect.com.au, of course, is the Planet Ark website. So Planet Ark run a website called Recycling Near You. So it's all one word, recyclingnearyou.com.au. And from that website, you can find where you can recycle pretty much anything right across Australia. It's a wonderful resource,
Absolutely. Now, Carmel, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily. And, of course, for more information on e-waste recycling, do visit techcollect.com.au. Thanks again.
My pleasure.